The following program is produced by the Living Church of God.
Jerusalem is the most important city in the world, and the region around the Holy Land, the Middle East, will eventually explode into world war. Thankfully, Jesus Christ will return to bring us world peace. Do you understand Bible prophecy? Do you know what to expect in the next 5 to 10 years? Stay tuned.
Tomorrow's World. The Living Church of God presents Dr. Roderick C. Meredith, Richard Ames, bringing you the good news of your future in tomorrow's world. This week, Richard Ames covers Middle East in prophecy. And now, Richard Ames.
Warm greetings to you all. With all the uncertainty, turmoil, and conflict in the Middle East, can we know the final outcome? Yes, we can. The Bible gives a clear outline of end-time events leading up to tomorrow's world. There's a new world coming, a millennium of peace and prosperity under the rulership of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. As King of Kings, He'll return to rule this earth with justice and righteousness. Amazingly, all the nations on earth will learn the way to peace. They'll learn a new way of life. But in the meantime, the history of mankind has proven time and time again that human nature insists on war as the final arbiter of arguments. But your Bible makes this profound statement in Romans 3, verse 17. The Apostle Paul writes, "The way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes." In the Middle East, we've seen a history of wars, even in recent years. The Iran-Iraq War from 1980 to 1988, in which more than 1 million persons were killed. Then there was the Persian Gulf War and Operation Desert Storm, 1990 to 1991. Iraqi troops set fire to more than 600 oil wells in Kuwait. The black smoke evoked images of Armageddon. This widespread pollution was called at the time the world's worst man-made environmental disaster. Will there be more wars in the Middle East? Sadly, yes. Your Bible reveals there will be even more regional wars in the Middle East, leading to the ultimate Armageddon. And the city of Jerusalem will be a focal point of conflict. Think of the Arab-Israeli wars in the 20th century. There were 5 major wars. The First Arab-Israeli War. On May 14, 1948, the Jewish National Council declares establishment of Israel, and war breaks out between Israel and the Arabs. After the war ends in 1949, Jordan controls the West Bank and East Jerusalem, while Egypt controls the Gaza Strip. Israel is finally established as a nation, but without access to the holy places in Old Jerusalem. David Ben-Gurion becomes Israel's first prime minister. The Second Arab-Israeli War. After Egypt nationalized the Suez Canal in July 1956, Israel invades Egypt and controls the Gaza Strip and the Sinai Peninsula. Later, Israel withdraws after the UN establishes a security force in those areas. The Third Arab-Israeli War. Israel fights the combined forces of Egypt, Syria, and Jordan in the Six-Day War of June 1967. Israel takes over the Sinai Peninsula, the Golan Heights, the West Bank, and East Jerusalem. Now Israel has access to the holy places, including the Western Wall or Wailing Wall at the Temple Mount. The Fourth Arab-Israeli War. The Yom Kippur War begins on the Day of Atonement, October 6, 1973. Israel repels invasions by Egypt and Syria. Israel, Egypt, and Jordan later agree to a UN ceasefire. The Fifth Arab-Israeli War. In response to Arab raids on Israel, on June 6, 1982, Israeli forces invade Lebanon and encircle Beirut by June 14. In February 1985, Israeli forces withdraw unilaterally from Lebanon, maintaining a security zone in South Lebanon. Israeli military units withdraw from that zone in May of 2000. Peace has been proclaimed in the region in the past, but it has never been realized. Now, in 2001, there's little prospect of lasting peace among these Middle East nations. Remember that the PLO and Israel signed an historic agreement in Washington, D.C. in September 1993. 2 years later, they signed an interim agreement on the West Bank and Gaza Strip, leading to increased Palestinian self-government and setting a May 1999 target date for a final status solution. On October 23, 1998, the Y River Memorandum was signed, providing steps to implement the 1995 interim agreement. Then in July of 2000, the Camp David summit, called by President Clinton, fails to formulate a final peace agreement between Israel and the Palestinians. Part of the problem lies in the claims of both Israelis and Palestinians that Jerusalem is their exclusive capital. Jerusalem is sacred to the three monotheistic religions, Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. The Temple Mount is a focus for Muslims and Jews. The Islamic Dome of the Rock stands where Solomon's Temple once stood. Jews are not allowed to pray on the Mount itself, so they come to the Western Wall or Wailing Wall at the base of the Temple Mount to pray. Jews yearn to have a religious presence on the Temple Mount itself. Now, what does the Bible say will happen in this region? Turn in your Bible to Zechariah, the 14th chapter. Here, God says through the prophet Zechariah, Zechariah 14, verse 1, "Behold, the day of the Lord is coming, and your spoil will be divided in your midst. For I will gather all the nations to battle against Jerusalem. The city shall be taken, the houses rifled, and the women ravished. Half of the city shall go into captivity, but the remnant of the people shall not be cut off from the city." Notice that all the nations will fight in the Holy Land. That will happen during that period of time known as the Day of the Lord, the year just before the prophesied return of Jesus Christ. During this program, we'll be offering you a free audio tape on the Day of the Lord. You'll want to request this vital information. Now, what prophetic trends and events should you be looking for? Let's review the end-time prophetic framework we've discussed on previous programs. There are three major developments over a period of 3.5 years. One, the Great Tribulation. Two, the heavenly signs. And three, the Day of the Lord. Now, notice the first of these prophetic developments in Matthew, the 24th chapter, starting with verse 21. Jesus proclaimed that a great tribulation is to occur. Matthew 24 and verse 21. "For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened." Now notice down the page in your Bible, verse 29. "Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken." All humanity will see dramatic and frightening activity in the heavens. These heavenly signs, as we call them, are described in Revelation, the 6th chapter, verses 12 through 14, as the sixth seal. Again, you can study the details of these events in our free audio tape entitled, The Day of the Lord. This is a time unique in all of human history, a time that none is like it. What does the Bible tell you to do? Turn in your Bible to Luke 21 and verse 36. Jesus says, "Watch, therefore, and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man." What should you watch for? What specific prophetic events and trends should you be aware of? We'll answer those questions in the next portion of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you our free audio tape entitled, The Day of the Lord. Over 30 prophecies in the Bible reveal future events in the prophetic time period called the Day of the Lord. The book of Revelation or the Apocalypse particularly gives details of this dramatic and prophetic time. You need to know what impact the Day of the Lord will have on your life. Just what is the Day of the Lord? Our free audio cassette will give you answers from your Bible. It'll help you in your study of Bible prophecy, in your own time and at your own convenience. Just pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy. Call or write today for your free audio tape, The Day of the Lord.
This informative audio tape is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. No cost, no obligation to you. Call today.
In the first part of our program, we briefly discussed the continuing conflict in the Middle East. We cited five Arab-Israeli wars. We also outlined a prophetic framework that will help us understand the future and what we need to prepare for. Now, what should we watch for in the Middle East? Let's turn to the Olivet Prophecy. When Jesus was on the Mount of Olives, he gave an outline of end-time prophecy. You can find the parallel accounts of that prophecy in Matthew 24, Luke 21, and Mark 13. Now, let's see the sequence of events as Jesus described them in Matthew 24. Jesus' disciples had asked him about the sign of his coming in the end of the world, or the end of the age. He spoke about religious deceptions, wars, famines, pestilences, and earthquakes. Notice the sequence of those trends. Those trends reveal the meaning of the four horsemen of the apocalypse or Revelation. These four horsemen intensify their dangerous ride as we're beginning to see around the world now. Jesus declares this in Matthew 24, verse 8. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then what follows? Religious persecution and martyrdom. Notice that, Matthew 24 and verse 9. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. My friends, don't you be deceived. Pray for understanding. Prove from your own Bible what God wants you to do. Check out the scriptures we share with you on this program and in our free magazine, Tomorrow's World. Learn what the Savior of the world wants you to do and what He wants you to understand about the future. Jesus goes on to say here in Matthew 24, verse 13, "But he who endures to the end shall be saved." We all need to persevere in the way of life the Bible teaches. Now, notice this important key in the next verse, Matthew 24 and verse 14. "And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come." That's happening right now. You've heard that gospel on this program, and you need to learn more. As Jesus Christ opens doors for the gospel to expand in coverage and power, you'll know the end is drawing near. Don't be asleep to world conditions and the prophetic trends intensifying before your very eyes. Notice what Jesus said in the very next verse, Matthew 24, verse 15. "Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains." What is this abomination of desolation Jesus spoke about? Turn in your Bible to Daniel, the 11th chapter. Historically, the Greek ruler Antiochus Epiphanes issued a decree in 167 B.C. that prohibited further sacrifices in the Jerusalem temple. Daniel 11, verse 31. "And forces shall be mustered by him, and they shall defile the sanctuary fortress. Then they shall take away the daily sacrifices and place there the abomination of desolation." In addition to stopping the daily sacrifices, Antiochus further erected a statue of Jupiter Olympus in the temple and directed everyone to worship it. This abomination, also referred to in chapter 8 of Daniel, is a type of an end-time event. Notice also that the end-time sacrifices are cut off 1,290 days before the return of Christ. Daniel 12 and verse 11. And from the time that the daily sacrifice is taken away and the abomination of desolation is set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Jesus warns us as Christians to be alert to an end-time abomination of desolation. Just as Antiochus Epiphanes profaned the temple in 167 B.C. and cut off the sacrifices, so will a profane authority cut off the Jewish sacrifices in the future. In fact, the Apostle Paul warns of a great false prophet who will stand in the holy place. Let's read that in 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse 3. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. So as we've seen, this end-time false prophet will cause the sacrifices to cease. Let's realize that the Jews have not offered animal sacrifices since 70 AD, when the Romans destroyed the temple in Jerusalem. In order for the end-time sacrifices to be stopped eventually, they need to begin. Listen, when animal sacrifices begin once again in Jerusalem, you will know that the prophecies Jesus spoke about are heading for a grand smash climax. Now, when the abomination of desolation is set up, the three prophetic milestones will begin: the great tribulation, the heavenly signs, and the day of the Lord. That takes place over a period of 3.5 years. In fact, the last three verses of the book of Daniel show us there will be 1,290 days from the time of the abomination of desolation until Daniel's resurrection at the end of the age. The end marks the return of Christ and the first resurrection. Now, notice another important development, Daniel the 11th chapter. It prophesies that the king of the north, which generally means north of Jerusalem, will invade the Holy Land. Turn in your Bible to Daniel 11 and verse 40. Daniel 11 and verse 40. At the time of the end, the king of the south shall attack him, and the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind, with chariots, horsemen, and with many ships. And he shall enter the countries, overwhelm them, and pass through. He shall also enter the glorious land, or the holy land, and many countries shall be overthrown. But these shall escape from his hand, Edom, Moab, and the prominent people of Ammon. He shall stretch out his hand against the countries, and the land of Egypt shall not escape. Historically, one of the eras or resurrections of the Holy Roman Empire invaded North Africa. But this end-time king of the north will be provoked by the king of the south. We've already seen war in the Middle East over the issue of oil. Will there be another Arab oil embargo like that of 1974? Even in September of 2000, Europeans protested skyrocketing petrol prices and fuel shortages. Europe is far more dependent on Middle East oil than is the United States. It imports more than half of its oil from Arab countries compared to the United States, which imports roughly 20% of its oil from that region. Whatever the provocation, the king of the north will invade the Middle East. Notice this now in Luke, the 21st chapter, Luke 21 and verse 19. Luke's account of the Olivet prophecy follows the same general sequence as Matthew's account, but he adds one more important point of information. After religious persecution intensifies, Jesus states, "By your patience possess your souls, but when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know its desolation is near." Revelation 11:2 tells us that Jerusalem will be trodden down by the Gentiles for 42 months, about 3.5 years. At the end of that time, during the day of the Lord, the armies of Europe and Asia will combine to bring about the great climax of World War III, referred to as Armageddon. In a minute, we'll see the surprising conclusion to the Middle East in prophecy. But first, I'd like to offer you a free audio tape entitled The Day of the Lord. This one-hour audio tape contains much more valuable information than we've had time for on this program. It'll help you immensely in your study of Bible prophecy. You'll learn the sequence of the events during the 3 1/2 year period leading up to the return of Christ. The book of Revelation or the Apocalypse gives startling details of this prophetic time period. You need to know what impact the day of the Lord will have on your life. Just what is the day of the Lord? Our free audio cassette will give you the answers from your own Bible. Just pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy. Call or write today for your free audio tape, The Day of the Lord.
This informative audio tape is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. No cost, no obligation to you. Call today.
In the turmoil and conflict of the Middle East, what should you be watching for? Watch for the continuing conflicts between Israelis and Palestinians in the Holy Land. Israeli developments are scattered all over the West Bank region. Also scattered throughout the region are Palestinian communities in Hebron, Jericho, Nablus, and Bethlehem. Time magazine reported on the escalating violence between the two groups. Quote, Palestinians are now directly attacking Israeli settlements. It's a new and dangerous tactic. Instead of the rock-throwing melees that have characterized the Aqsa Intifada's first weeks, the latest clashes between Israelis and Palestinians are what Israelis are calling a near war. Because of these trends, watch for increasing demand for international intervention and control, not only in Gaza and the West Bank, but in Jerusalem itself. The Palestinian leader, Yasser Arafat, has himself lobbied for a United Nations peacekeeping force in Gaza and the West Bank. Watch also for increasing unity among Arab nations in their stand against Israel. One prophetic psalm, Psalm 83, lists those people who comprise Arabic and Muslim nations in the Middle East. They're supported by European groups in their strong opposition to Israel. Psalm 83 and verse 4. They have said, Come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be remembered no more. For they have consulted together with one consent. They form a confederacy against you. Yes, watch for an end-time Arab-Muslim union or confederacy joining against Israel. Watch also the European Union's growing economic, political, and military unification. As we saw in Daniel's prophecy, the King of the North will eventually occupy the Holy Land. In November of 2000, the European Union chose a German general to head its rapid deployment force. As Reuters News Service reported, quote, the EU plans to establish a force capable of projecting military power to crisis zones over an area of up to 2,500 miles, deploying 80,000 troops at short notice with the ability to sustain the effort for 1 year. The target date is 2003, end of quote. Will those forces eventually play a part in the Middle East conflict? Watch the development of Europe's own military forces. In Israel, watch for the preparation and eventual implementation of animal sacrifices by the Jews in Jerusalem. Many believe a physical temple will also be built. But as we've shown previously from the book of Ezra, sacrifices were conducted with just an altar at the holy place. Watch for increasing consolidation of religious power in Europe. In 1983, while visiting Austria, Pope John Paul II appealed for European unity. He stated, quote, Europeans should overcome the menacing international confrontations of states and alliances and create a new united Europe from the Atlantic to the Urals, end of quote. Along with the European Union's military dominance, the developing religious power in Europe will eventually exert its controlling influence over the Holy Land. We've seen that the King of the North will ultimately dominate Jerusalem and the Middle East. But the book of Revelation predicts a conflict between the Asian forces and the European beast power. Surprisingly, at the threat of Christ's return to the earth, the world's armies join to fight Christ at his coming. As we saw earlier in Zechariah the 14th chapter and verse 2, God Almighty states, "For I will gather all the nations to battle against Jerusalem." Notice verse 3. "Then the Lord will go forth and fight against those nations as he fights in the day of battle. And in that day his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, which faces Jerusalem on the east." Thank God, Jesus Christ will intervene. He will stop World War III and bring this world lasting peace. The Kidron Valley, which lies between the Mount of Olives and the Temple Mount, widens to the south. The valley is also called the Valley of Jehoshaphat. It is here that God will judge the nations, Joel 3 and verse 1. "For behold, in those days and at that time, when I bring back the captives of Judah and Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations and bring them down to the Valley of Jehoshaphat, and I will enter into judgment with them there." The day of the Lord will bring judgment on the nations. Christ will conquer all the armies of planet Earth that oppose him. He will then usher in the millennium of peace on Earth, and he'll teach all nations the way to peace. The good news is that the Arabs and Israelis will eventually be reconciled. Read this inspiring scripture in Isaiah 19 and verse 23. "In that day there will be a highway from Egypt to Assyria, and the Assyrian will come into Egypt, and the Egyptian into Assyria, and the Egyptians will serve with the Assyrians. In that day Israel will be one of three with Egypt and Assyria, a blessing in the midst of the land. Whom the Lord of hosts shall bless, saying, Blessed is Egypt, my people, and Assyria, the work of my hands, and Israel, my inheritance." We all look forward to the world peace and reconciliation that only the Messiah, Jesus Christ, can bring to this earth. In the meantime, Jesus tells us to watch and pray always. Be sure you are watching and praying. Next week on Tomorrow's World, Dr. Meredith will discuss biblical truths rejected by many professing Christians. On Tomorrow's World, we'll continue to explore Bible prophecy, Christian living topics, and basic truths that are neglected or even unknown by so many. You'll want to keep up with these vital programs, so be sure to join us again next week, right here at this same time.
The informative audio cassette offered on this program is yours absolutely free if you call 1-800-934-5579 or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. Be sure to visit our webpage at www.tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program was produced by the Living Church of God.